So in the next few tracks, we have done the slow version in the key of E, so that you can try and play along to it, and then at tempo. And then following that, I actually did a real time playing the melody and improvising on it in the key of E, just to give myself practice on this one. All right, so good luck and have fun. And remember, once you get the process down, try it with something simpler, with much fewer chords, and commit that to memory. Summarizing what we did, diagnose the melody and its contour. First of all, write out the chart like I did in Roman numerals and for the harmony, and regular numbers for the melody. And then diagnose what exactly is happening in the melody and how is it related to the harmony. And memorize. Memorize just that one tune. Take as long as you need. Memorize only that one tune. The process will get faster and faster. You know, I shouldn't even say this right now because I really only want you to focus on one, memorizing one tune. But by the time you get to like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, that you'll see each new thing. It's just like doing guitar chords. When you first learn your first guitar chord, you know, it was tough to play a C chord or whatever it was that you learned, you know. But by the time you got to, you know, B7 or something, you know, because you already had a dozen or so chords, it was no problem. Like, oh, yeah, I can do that. All right, so good luck and have fun.